square's deserted. The college kids have left town.
Sure don't feel like Christmas time. Sure doesn't feel like Christmas time. Sure don't feel like Christmas time. Sure doesn't feel like Christmas time.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, day two.
From Brutal Brunch, your friends here at Brutal Brunch, Matt and Matt. Thank you, as always, to Darnley, especially for letting us in this morning.
Saved us from the cold.
here we go. All right, yeah. Christmas miracle that we were able to get in the building today.
Yeah. We're just shivering outside like Dickensian orphans.
So here we are on this Christmas morning, this beautiful Christmas morning, and here to provide your soundtrack for the next at least hour or so.
Yeah.
While you open presents or pagan rituals, whatever you're doing.
Whatever happens in the morning. I'm going to go home and make raviolis.
There you go.
Delicious.
I have younger relatives who are angry at me for my decision to do this, so they have to wait to open their presents. I love it. So if you want to join in this morning, number, as always, is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. On Twitter, Boxman37, SnoodDude7. And we're just going to get right back to the music here. And going to do a double shot for you, to borrow a phrase from another local station.
Get the lead out.
But Swarm of Eyes, we mentioned a few weeks ago, they were doing a contest where you could submit artwork for a creepy Santa Claus.
Yes. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, this must be the winner. This is like the official cover of the single.
It's good.
They did a cover of Santa Claus Is Coming. And then if you look it up so you can download it on Bandcamp. If you go to and check out the song on YouTube, you can see all the Santa Clauses that were submitted, all the evil, creepy Santa Clauses.
I would love to do that.
So we're going to play, this is again their brand new single for this Christmas, cover of Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. Then they did a single, I believe, last year, Nothing for Christmas. So we'll play that next.
He knows.
A whole bunch of other local metal and punk to follow. We have metal covers of Mariah Carey, of Home Alone, all sorts of good stuff on the way. So here, for your pleasure, Swarm of Eyes.
He knows.
Is it?
Yeah.
for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas because I've been nothing
but bad. Bye. much. Too much! Too much. Too much.
All right.
This goes out to all the ladies at the Westfield YMCA. Keep it tight. Well, I'm going to Home Depot and I'm gonna buy a tube. And I'll put it on my muffler and the hole that I chew food. And I'm going to see Mr. Miyagi in the dojo in the sky. You say he's Pat Morita, but I know now he's that guy. He's dead. Merry Christmas. Text me now. Let's get Tintin Buffet or Shaw's La Carte. Let's rent Big Trouble in Little China and ride the Pork Chop Express in the dark. You can sweat it at the sports bars with the Seashell Necklace Crew. I fill my hot container. Zelda, I love you. Keep it going. Well, if infant Jesus was alive, he'd be right by my side as I take the 57 down to Kenmore Square tonight. But he died in a plane crash back in 1983. I fill my hot container. Zelda, marry me. Text me now. WTF, BRB, LMAO. Let's go to the aquarium and let the penguins go. You can sweat it at the sports bars while the dudes play Golden Tee. I fill my hot container. Zelda, marry me.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly, the kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine. Sons. My nephew's a horrible one.
Welcome back to Brutal Brunch here. That was your deathcore cover of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, covered by the band Cuntly, who, and three of the guys on that track were in studio back when the show was known as The Graveyard Shift. Those guys came in. One of probably two covers we'll play for you this morning of that particular song.
It's a great song.
It is. Let me run down what we played for you in that big long set, because this is a unique show for us, not a bunch of planned talk breaks and just a bunch of 2.5 minute Christmas songs.
Yes.
So we kicked everything off with Double Shot of Swarm of Eyes. We had Santa Claus Is Coming and then Nothing for Christmas.
He's
then we
coming.
Had, He Knows.
He Knows.
And anybody, we're talking about horror that came out this year, 10 Cloverfield Lane, there's a pretty intense scene involving Santa Claus and the knowledge of him knowing.
Santa Knows.
After Swarm of Eyes, we had 4 Years Strong and their cover of Somewhere in My Memory, the Home Alone song. Then we had From the Makers of, one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time, is their cover of The Misers, where they squish both guys together and sing about them. Then we had Wargasm. That is a modern metal classic for Christmas with their version of Little Drummer Boy and Jingle Hell. Then we had Robbie Road Steamer, the one and only, with Christmas in Austin.
You could tell it came out in 2006 because we talked about Puka Shell.
A lot of these lines. Well, yeah, and then you had the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones cover where they sing about Filene's Basement. So,
But that's because you said it was a cover of Road
of the Dogmatics.
Yeah.
It's also funny, too, because like the Boss Tones do that cover, which is a very... if not depressing, it's at least a different perspective on Christmas. And then they also have a Christmas song called Christmas Time, which is just all about friends and family are here, and it's great, and we love Christmas.
Family.
It's like great, interesting juxtaposition.
I like it.
But so after Christmas in Austin, we had the Dropkick Murphys with The Seasons Upon Us, and then we just had All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Part one.
Yeah, stay tuned for the black metal song of the week, because we'll be getting to part two.
It's so good.
That is the one thing we will be doing this week as one of our regular things. And if you are a new listener here, Brutal Brunch airs every Sunday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. If you want to call in, the number here is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. So, Matt, you want to talk real quick about best Christmas present? I don't know, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for
or
Christmas?
Or what the best Christmas gift you've ever gotten is?
If you can hear this... I was just given a gift this morning by my co-host, Matt, and it's Sebastian Bach's autobiography, 18 and Life on Skid Row. And if you get the hardcover version, it comes with a dangerously erotic foldout of Sebastian Bach that I had to keep covered because it was too much.
Some gold tight pants.
Yeah,
there.
He's wearing gold pants. So that's my favorite Christmas gift so far. But my favorite Christmas gift of my childhood was, I remember when I was like 7 or 8, maybe 8. And I was like a big Transformers fan. I still am. I have a life-size Matrix of Leadership in my house. But I had said, you know, I want Optimus Prime, blah, blah, blah. And my dad's like, you got it. Santa's getting it for you. I'm like, thanks, Dad. Christmas comes, open up big gift, and my dad's like rubbing his hands together because he knows he did it. And open it up, and it's like a bunch of alphabet. It's like the letters of the alphabet, but they were robots. So it was like A turned into a robot and B turned into a robot. And he's like, I did it, Transformers. I'm like... no. But as it turns out, awesome. Those things were awesome. Because it was like 36 robots that I just had like that. So yeah, I remember that often. Because it was like not the thing I wanted, but it was amazing.
That's pretty tremendous.
Yeah.
I would have to say I was one of the stands out from my childhood is I was the first kid on the block and the only kid on the block to get Sega CD.
Ooh.
But I remember it was like the Christmas after everyone else got Sega. And I got Sega, and then I kept opening presents, and there was a Sega CD, and it was tremendous.
That's the thing. Like, kids don't understand. Like, if you have an Xbox or a PS4, it's basically a PC. Like, you can figure that Sony and Microsoft will continue to support it. But back in the mid-90s, you're like, I got this Sega thing. It's a Saturn. They're like, yeah, we made 5 games for that. It's done. Like, my sister got a Virtual Boy.
Like, well, it's like the Dreamcast at the time was, like, the most powerful system.
Yeah.
And nobody bought it and Sega went out of business or whatever. And then everyone else was like, oh, yeah, Xbox. Is like, well, Dreamcast is technically better.
It's technically better. And I'd be like, get out of here, nerd. I, like, did a kickflip over you as you were talking about your Dreamcast.
Talking about our Super Smash Brothers and Dead Rising and all that.
That's true.
Off-air inside jokes. All right. So we're going to get back into music now. Continue... the local punk and metal. We only have a couple more punk and metal. Then we're going to get pretty freeform, and we'll see how long we stick around. But I gave Matt choice of the next song. Multiple
Matt
choice.
Is damaging his nieces and nephews. He refuses to let them open their presents until they listen to the whole show.
Exactly. New Christmas tradition. So, all right, there's a local rap duo, Los Wonder Twins Del Rap, one of whom I used to kind of work with at FNX. He worked at FNX.
Oh.
I met him while I interned
R.I.P.
there.
FNX.
I was at their CD release party one time, I remember where it was, but I was on the street team at FNX on the time.
Yep.
And they had a song with Lenny Lashley, formerly of Darkbuster, maybe currently of Darkbuster, I'm not exactly sure, also currently of the Street Dogs. And he was featured on one of the songs. He sings the chorus. And so they brought him up to perform the song live. And every time it was his cue to sing, he would just forget the words and stop singing halfway through, and they would have to sing the rest of the chorus.
That's good.
So if you've ever seen, yeah. I'll leave it at that. But anyway, here is their version of Feast of Stephen.
Yeah.
You're listening to Brutal Brunch, WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Feast of Stephen.
Yo, in fact, I got a little problem.
Really?
Yeah, man. I'm having a Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
And I invited the whole town and all my family and all of your family. And I ain't got no money to throw the party.
Yeah, I ain't got no money either.
So two things.
What's up?
We're gonna have to do some shoplifting.
Okay.
And also, when we get to the party,
mm-hmm.
my family doesn't know that I'm detention.
Oh.
So you just gotta call me Steven, the government name.
Okay. Steven?
Yeah.
Oh, like the Feast of Stephen?
Exactly.
Everyone got really drunk at the Feast of Stephen. Fat on turkey, high on blunts at the Feast of Stephen. Pissing, puking, hip-hop punk at the Feast of Stephen. Lots of presents out the trunk, merchandise on Stephen.
It's Christmas time, and I'm broke this year. I'm the secret Santa, drinking shots and beer. I fear that the carpet is bare. No trees, no lights, no cheer. No check, no cheese. So I head to the local, five a dime. Security camera from 1959. My time is short and my wallet is thin. So I'm stuffing my pants with whatever fits in. I got watches and video games to play. And they're all for sale right now on eBay. Gloves and scarves and a plasma TV. It's all for free and it was way too easy. I'm sleazy, but the pressure's on, so I heist. Overpriced products, the hottest merchandise. I'm the Grinch who think Christmas dumb, but the kids say, Mom, Uncle Tension is fun.
Everyone got really drunk at the Feast of Stephen. Fat on turkey, high on blunts at the Feast of Stephen. Pissing, puking, hip-hop punk at the Feast of Stephen. Lots of presents out the trunk, merchandise on Stephen.
I had it all planned out, I'ma save this year. Even worked overtime for extra cash to share. Was so proud of myself, so I got in my car. Celebrated and blew the whole check at the bar. Now I'm going to Walmart to get caught on tape. Stealing cash from the Santa Fund charity plate. Security came, but they arrived too late. Already at store 8 in the following state. Saw a lady get held at gunpoint and robbed. It's a fault, she had to go and buy the last Xbox. I followed the guy for at least 3 blocks. I hit him with a rock, took the system and walked. I'm not a thief, holidays make a good man raw. Whether I'm at Target, Kmart or the mall, or at work stealing items from the Yankee Swap. You're getting a Garth Brooks CD whether you like it or not.
Everyone got really drunk at the Feast of Stephen. Fat on turkey, high on blunts at the Feast of Stephen. Pissing, puking, hip-hop punk at the Feast of Stephen. Lots of presents out the trunk, merchandise on Stephen.
I got a turkey in my pants, gravy up my sleeve. Beer in the hoodie, it's the Feast of Steve. That ain't a Yule log, I'm just happy to see so many ladies at the Feast of Steve. Don't pay the caterer, don't tip the waiter, cause they both me. It's the Feast of Steve. Yankee Swap and the gifts all hot. Underneath the mistletoe, kiss me, cause I'm
Steven. Nah.
Thank you. favorite time of the year. You know I miss us. Never thought we'd be here. I went and messed things up, and now I'm spending it all by myself. I'm not giving up. I'll wait for you to come back home for Christmas.
All right, welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. So what you just heard was the band The Cave Dogs and their song, Three Wise Men and a Baby. And we'll get back to this because we were planning on doing something differently, but then we were commenting. So somebody made a fan video for that song, including the claymation Christmas song, so Christmas good. Movies, and
amazing.
It's a Wonderful Life, and White Christmas, and all this stuff. And I lit a fire under with my takes on these Christmas movies. But one
these
second.
Takes are bad.
Let me run down these other things real quick. So why did we kick that set off? We had Feast of Stephen from Los Wonder Twins Del Rap. It was a bonus track off their album Activate.
That was really funny.
Then we had the band Strip Mind, which was Sully Erner's original band. Yeah. He played drums on that track. That was Jingle My Bells.
Now you're a witch because you listen to that song.
Yes. You have all now converted to Wicca. Then we had a nice ballad from the band Youth in Revolt, who is not from Boston, but it featured Spencer from Ice Nine Kills, who is from Boston, as long as a dude from Chasing Safety. That was called Where You Belong. Then we had Guster's version of Donde Esta Santa Claus, Eldridge Rodriguez with Christmas on the Austin Brighton Line, and then we had the Cave Dogs. So basically, all those Christmas movies are terrible. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Rudolph, White Christmas.
Terrible.
It's a Wonderful Life.
I want to get down to that one. So you said It's a Wonderful Life is bad.
It's awful.
But you haven't seen the whole thing.
No, because I couldn't make it through it.
I feel like you would love the themes in It's a Wonderful Life because it has like a... People play for the ending, but the ending is like 3 minutes. The movie itself is about being an American person, being an American, and having obligations to your friends and family and putting them ahead of yourself, and then that being the greatest reward. And I think that's like what... Everything is.
It may be a good in theory, but the execution was not.
Oh, you're right.
Was
wild.
Brutal.
They fall
Speaking
into the pool.
Brutal things.
They like
it's so bad.
Bedford Falls. There's a racist Italian stereotype. It's very good. Mr. Potter says, "Hey, why don't you go over there and play nursemaid to a bunch of garlic eaters?" And then I just clap and laugh because it was like a time period in the United States where like Italians were like a crazy minority. Like I love it. It's fantastic.
No.
He goes to the bar, and then Nick's there, and he's like, "Hey, you two fairies, out you go, troubadour, out the window." And then I just like, yay. I don't know, man. I watched it too much, and I'm like, I'm too far into it. Did you not watch it when you were a little kid?
Nah, never did.
Maybe that's the problem.
Tried to watch it a few years ago. And
as a cynical adult, and you're like,
couldn't do it with those kids. I just want to.
Why isn't this a Turkish horror movie?
Hey, I like A Christmas Story.
I think A Christmas Story is bad. But I watch it because it's on.
Well, we were also talking about the changing cultures, as you were just saying with...
I was thinking about it.
For life, because you were talking about the culture, the gun culture, both in A Christmas Story and Die Hard.
Yeah.
Not the fact that Die Hard is an action movie, but the fact that one of the entire subplots of that movie is predicated on a police officer who accidentally shot and killed a kid.
Yeah, you forget
being
that.
Able to overcome that and draw his gun again at the end to shoot a German terrorist.
He was a terrorist.
Yes, true.
But yeah, I didn't. I always forget about that, and I'm like, oh yeah, he did. He shot a kid. That's the premise.
And then you want a premise of A Christmas Story is a kid and his obsession with a toy gun.
Yeah, he wants a gun. Which like I had a bunch of toy guns, but I'm like, is that good? Should I get toy guns? I think my niece.